Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Welcome, everybody. Welcome, welcome. Oh, my goodness. Welcome to the show. Look, we've got a great show today. We've got a great show. And what I want to say about this great show is I have a fantastic colleague and friend joining me here today. You know, Claire Candy Huff is joining me here today. You all know her. You know her from Angel Healing House. You know her from The Posse, which we're going to talk about. You know her from her hit, fabulous, fabulous hit show. You know her from her fantastic connections, readings. But you also know about her powerful, powerful, powerful message in the world. Today, today, your third mission as a light worker on planet Earth. Your third mission. And during the pre, we were talking, and I was saying to her, look, you're an author, writer, angel practitioner, Reiki master, international radio host, international speaker. And I was talking about this new show I'm doing, and that I did not have a good reason to give people as to why I'm called to do it. And then, as she always does, she says, yeah, this is a message. This is, we're going to talk about, you know, what it is, why it is, light workers, what the mission is for light workers. And then I said to a light worker friend of mine the other day, I said, dude, you did not come back to smoke weed 24/7. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Dr. Pat. Thank you. Every time you call, you know, the clarion call comes in from Dr. Pat, I know it is a very, I'm just getting shivers all over. I know it's a very important time to publicly bring out a very different message that I haven't heard anybody speak about. Where we are, and that it's on the cusp of this new moon tomorrow, is very, very significant.
Let's talk about the new moon for a minute, because this is a powerful message, which I didn't know you were going to bring forth. But then I did know you were going to bring it forth in my own strange way, right?
Right.
Because you are about a level of authentic and truth telling. And sometimes when you and I enter that realm, it's not always popular. It's not always what people want to hear.
No.
But this new moon, this Virgo, this new moon, Linda's a triple Virgo, by the way. Oh. This new moon is, I think, fish or cut bait. Or like my mama used to say, you know what, or get off the pot.
Absolutely. That's exactly what this is. And it's going to be pushing a lot of people what they know in their heart to do, but they're so scared to go forward. And I wanted to start off by talking about the two missions that we've completed. People don't even know about this. If we're practicing and if we are light workers consciously in the conscious collective, consciously working with the light, then we're all on a hero's journey. Here I'm referencing Joseph Campbell in his wonderful work and, you know, about discovering who we are. Many of us, light workers, if you want to call us that, were born into families that were of deep contrast. We were not heard. We were not seen. We were not acknowledged. And we just skimmed along life in the periphery. Then at some stage, because it was emblazoned on our soul to bring forth something on this planet. Some of us woke up and we left. We left those families and we went to ashrams in India. My husband even went to Kathmandu. Some of us went to Lovins in San Francisco, and some went to Woodstock. You were in that group.
I was at Woodstock. I was like, let me go. Let me get to some place where I don't know, like I don't feel like a weirdo.
Absolutely. And so there were those like the former soul, which I write about in my book, I'm an Angelic Walk-In, the autobiography of me, Angel Ariel, who didn't want to rock the boat. Don't go against the religion. Don't go against the family. Stay home, get married, marry rich, have babies. And then those that did not go, they would have brought an inspirational mentor to themselves to reawaken the light inside of them. And then they woke up. So the first part of our mission was to wake up. And when we woke up, we couldn't get enough of the extended sections of the New Age part of Borders and Barnes & Noble and Tower Records and books. And we just devoured workshops and seminars. We all wrote, we all read Life of a Yogi by Paramahansa Yogananda. And it's just, once we acquired this knowledge, we became the practitioners, the alternative therapists, the Reiki masters. And we got as many as we could on board to the Train of Ascension. And we did it at the detriment of our health, of our money, of our sinew, of our time, of our emotional well-being, because that was what was written in our DNA. And so that's what happened to many of us. I'm not saying all of us, but many of us went on that journey until 2012. What happened in 2012 was so much of our income from what we created started to dry up. And we needed to go in a different direction. And so we turned the mirror back on ourselves. We went within. And what happened is then we brought out our creativity to get this message out in different ways. That's when technology started to boom. And that's when I started my radio show in January of 2012. I'm about to do my 400th show next week.
Yeah.
And the podcast, we started writing books, not only in print form, but Kindle and audiobooks and workshops. And there were so many online workshops. There were so many ways to get this out. The amount that has been seeded on the planet from 2012 around there to now has been extraordinary. Many of us have gotten to the stage where we're now saying, oh, gosh, we feel like we're beaten over the head.
Oh.
And now we're at the stage of our third part of our mission. Now, you can go two ways with this third part of this mission. One way is, I was speaking to a very dear friend of mine. She's been a renowned astrologer for 40 years. And when I asked her, I was so excited, like a little girl. What are you going to do in the third part of your mission? She said, I am so weary and exhausted. Candy, she said, you have only been on this planet for 16 years, incarnated back through your angelic walking experience. She said, I protested the Vietnam War. I was on a boat saving whales for Greenpeace, and I marched on Washington for women's rights. She said, what I'm going to do now is I'm going to tend my organic vegetable garden, and I'm going to look after my grandbabies. And I just looked at her, and I went, oh, I said, but you have such a wealth of knowledge. And she said, I went on that hero's journey, and now I'm going to use it for personal gain.
Mm.
And for those that are then are called to step forward as the next thought leaders on the planet, with all of this spiritual treasure, this wealth that we've garnered, what are we going to do with it? That's perfection for them. And for this astrologer friend of mine, it's perfection for her. You get to retire if you want to do so. But those of us like you and myself,
yep,
we are going to be creating very different avenues that we never thought possible. And the way you step up is you hold your hand up to God and the angels, spirit, and you say, please open those doors of opportunities and connections, yeah, for me to serve in a brand new way. And that's where we are now. That's where we are. Many are going to retire. Many, like my friend, unlike myself, who is just like a giddy 16-year-old that I feel like, you know, I feel like, oh my gosh, I'm going on an adventure. They're weary and they're tired. They've been doing this a long time. You think about all the people who in the 50s were, and the early 60s, working for civil rights.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, it's amazing how much energy and how much emotional sinew went into working for the light. And now they get to retire. But if you don't want to retire, then you put your hand up. Now, I can tell you, Dr. Pat, and you know, yeah, this very well, if you put your hand up, it will entail a great deal of bravery and courage, just like putting your face on a book that says, I am an angelic walk-in. You have to be ready for the naysayers. You have to be ready for the backlash. You have to be ready for all kinds of things, but you're not doing it to change anybody's point of view. You're doing it to be as authentic and honest as you possibly can. And if you feel the calling in your heart, I can guarantee you, if you do not do it, and this is the mom in me that's coming out, if you don't do it, then you're going to be standing before the etheric council at the end of your days, and they won't judge you, but you're going to regret it. You're going to regret it and say, why didn't I do that? Because it has been emblazoned on your soul, written on your DNA, to be one of those thought leaders on the planet. You have it within yourself. Each and every one of us does, who's working in the light. I was speaking to a friend yesterday. She is S scared, I won't put in the other letters, of getting out from her one-to-one, one-on-one practice. She's been hearing this over and over and over again in her heart. Go out and be the spiritual teacher. Go out and do TV and radio and all this. Put yourself out.
Yeah.
But she has been destroyed in another life because of this. And we have been promised that that will not happen in this life.
And I think that's what we're talking about, Candy, because one of the things that I think it's important, and for you and I, to all, and I just shared this in the last hour, I am not without the temptation to quit. And what I mean by that is, you know, many people that have walked this earth, some of them mystics, some of them just like the rest of us, there is a temptation to give up, right? But that raising of the hand, that thing you just did, this is a powerful physical gesture. I would invite everybody out there now, I'm saying, raise that hand up. Come on. Raise that. You can feel the energy when you raise that hand up.
Yep.
And the reason I say, and I'm inviting, just like you have, everyone to do that, it's because it helps ward off the falsity of the belief that you're not meant to do it, that you cannot do it, that if you raise your hand and say, please, give me that opportunity to do dot, 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 dot. I'm ready. Give it to me. This thing over here, it's not the angel, it's not the posse of any angels, but this thing over here that's whispering in your ear, seriously, seriously, girls, you too, really? You think you're going to do that with the network? We got to recognize that as a false sense of self.
Exactly. Right? Exactly.
But isn't that what you do too? And, you know, the message is not to disengage from whatever darkness you may see or feel,
no,
or whatever that is out there. Right?
Right. Actually, it's not to disengage. What I wanted to speak about next is we have to be so gosh darn proud of ourselves, because just in the past few years, we've seen the results of the amazing light quotient on the planet. Take, for instance, the Me Too movement and the bringing forth Cosby and Harvey Weinstein that were supposedly too powerful to be affected by this. That was brought on specifically by the increased light. How about the decriminalization of marijuana, like the Berlin Wall falling? Whoever thought that that would happen? And everybody's talking about the wonderful medicinal plant with amazing healing properties. The fact that we have women running for president now, that's extraordinary. And not only that, but they're speaking about love as their platform speech is love, integrity, morality, and truth. Now, these are not usual buzzwords when it comes to politics. I actually heard one the other day that said that she wanted to make reparations to the African Americans for the heinous act of slavery. Now, this is not business as usual. And of course, Jeffrey Epstein, all of these things now with bringing out the positions of elite people in power associated with him, and also the church and the Vatican, you know, association with pedophile rings, and just passing bishops and priests along who have done dark deeds of child abuse. But the really important thing is, and for people to understand, is how much the light has affected this planet. But the thing is, all of these things happened before. The first one, 2002, the Boston Globe published results of an investigation that led to criminal prosecution of five Roman Catholic priests. And drove into the national spotlight the sexual abuse of minors by Catholics. And then it was swept under the carpet. And then it was business as usual. In 2005, Jeffrey Epstein got a slap on the wrist, a plea deal bargain for his sex offenses. And the Catholic Church then again was brought into public.
I know. My Uncle Ralph left the Catholic Church. My Uncle Ralph, who you go in his house and there's a crucifixion on every wall, two of them on some walls, calls me one day, says, "Patricia, I'm leaving."
Yeah.
I thought he was leaving my Aunt Ollie. I'm like, "You're leaving? Where are you going?" "No." That's a big thing.
It's huge. But all of these things that we're seeing today, and with the rumors about Bill Cosby and Harvey Weinstein for years, why are they being dealt with today? Obviously, the light was not strong enough 10 plus years ago for it to be talked about in the public media. We cannot become complacent.
Yeah.
So much has been done, but I'm speaking directly to your viewers, to your listeners. If you want to retire, nobody will say anything to you. You've done an extraordinary job, and then go on with your powers of manifestation and knowing that you're a powerful multidimensional being creating your heaven on earth existence, but the light needs you. I would say don't quit before the job is done. You know, we as light workers, we didn't come back to just teach others about the laws of attraction and quantum physics and energy and living in the now. What we came back is to reveal the manipulative and the controlling matrix by the dark. We came back to reveal that most light workers before 2012 were not grounded enough to hear this and to deal with this. I mean, there's so many examples of these dark deeds, fluoride in our water, which is poison. It affects the thyroid and the pineal gland, you know, calcifies that. How about chemtrails, those beautiful white fluffy things across the sky that poison our breathing air with barium and aluminum? How about glyphosates in our foods, poisoning our foods and the suppression of not only alternative medicinal things like marijuana, but also the suppression of free energy. Nikola Tesla knew about this. Many, many know about this, but it keeps us reliant on fossil fuels. These and are many other reasons why we came back to keep shining a light so that child abuse, child trafficking, pedophile rings, human trafficking, all of these things can come to light. You wouldn't go to a dentist and expect the dentist to just fill a sore tooth. He has to dig out the decay. We are at a stage of light workers. We're grounded enough, many of us, to be able to see the heinous acts that have happened on this planet, to be able to acknowledge them, thank them for the contrast that they gave us, to bless them so that we can finally get beyond it.
You know, I went ahead and skipped the break because I wanted to continue and talk about this. I had a conversation with one of our Congress people because they're home now.
Right.
And she's running for the re-election. And I said to her, and I'm not going to mention any names, and I said to her, how many times did you go and visit the camps? Now, I don't know what camp she thought I was talking about, but the camps. I said, I want to know, like you and your other the other bunch of you over here, right? You two senators, one of them, oh my God. I asked her, are you still our senator? Like, where are you? Where'd you go?
Yeah.
So I asked them how many. So here's the thing. This is the image I got. It's a little weird, but I don't think, Candy, I don't think you're going to mind. It's a little weird. This is my version of what you're saying, because this is what we need. Friend of mine, I'm her auntie. I'm watching a movie. So we're watching Godzilla movie. The new Godzilla movie.
Yeah.
I'm watching it, love it. I grew up with all this stuff. But there's a point in the movie where Godzilla is down and out. Okay, I'm not going to spoil it, so don't email me. Down and out, right?
Mm-hmm.
But what happens is he gets regenerated, or she gets regenerated. I don't think we know what it is. But there's this moment of momentum where you see the light. Funny that this is generated now in the new movie as light. You see the light slowly with sound build up on its back, slowly building, and it's building and building. And then the top of him building, building, and it builds. And then you could see this ready to explode. And then instead of exploding, this light, this enormous power light force comes out. See, I think that's what we're about to. See, I think if we kind of, I'm like with you, I think some people do need to retire. But if we are truly called and we're raising our hands, I mean, if you got your hand up there, you're building up your Godzilla momentum.
That's a wonderful analogy.
I know it's a little weird, but but that's the way that I see things sometimes.
Yeah.
I felt that, you know, I often ask myself, man, you know, Pat, are you really up for this?
Yeah.
Are you?
Let me just jump in here.
Could you please?
Age has nothing to do with it.
No,
I'm 63 and I'm just getting started. I'm like Al Pacino in The Scent of a Woman. I'm just getting started. You know, it's like.
It's not. Jim Carroll was just on. He's the mentalist guy. He said the same thing. He's like, man, I'm 67. I'm just getting started. But we have got to really look at whether or not we trust Candy, right? See, if we go like this, and then we go, that's doubt. That's doubt, right? You know, like that, where you're like that.
Yeah.
What I want to ask you, and we're going to go to break, so I'd love to talk about this when we get back. I want to talk about this, the remedy for doubt. The remedy for doubt. Because if you all are out there, I saw all of these energetic hands go down the moment you had the belief that you don't know how you're going to do what you're going to do. I'll tell you what, we're going to talk about that. Before we go to break, I want folks to know, one, how do they find out more about you? I want to talk about your books that are available, all of the above. Give us some information before we go to break.
Right. You can find me on my website, which is angelhealinghouse.com. That number is 831-277-3716. And you can email me at Candy, C-A-N-D-Y, at angelhealinghouse.com. And all my information is on that website about my books, about my services, and of course, my Angel Healing House radio program, which I love being on Transformation Talk Radio. And I'm going to hit the 400 milestone next week.
And the other thing I want to say before we go to break is I come to the realization where I know I cannot do what I'm meant to do alone. And I think I can't talk to men. I don't know what men think and I don't know what they do. But as women, we have created so much and have done so much alone by ourselves, right?
Right.
This is the time you got to reach out. You got to say, look, what's your phone number? How do I tune into your show? You know, what's your book? How do I contact you?
Yeah.
And they can go to your website and do that.
Oh, but they can. Yeah.
This journey is not meant for aloneness, because I say this a million times. If this were meant for aloneness, you would like have your own planet.
Yeah.
I would have my own planet and off we go. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, posse of angels to the rescue. When we come back, we'll be right back.
Conscious Confidence Radio, a timeless wisdom with Sarah Maine. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio and join Sarah on an adventurous journey to the deeper level of meaning to move beyond today's world of constant change, confusion, and uncertainty beyond the shadow of fear. This hit show explores key concepts such as confidence, values, and attitude in a dynamic way. To learn more about Sarah and her work, visit sarahmaine.com.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nushin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
What is a brilliant culture and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as we, Jason and Patricia, discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time be living lighter. For more information about Living Lighter, visit www.livinglighter.org.
A word of caution. If you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
Discover the creative genius within on Creative Voice Radio with Gwen Fox each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in for a conversation that'll inspire, motivate, and empower you to share your inner vision with the world. Make the deep connection between art and spirituality to take your artistic expression beyond anything you dream possible. Say yes to fear. Say yes to the creative genius within. For more information about Creative Voice Radio and working with Gwen, visit GwenFox.com.
I am so loving this. This is your third mission as a light worker on planet Earth with Candy Hub. Listen, I want to mention again, because you and I were talking about this during the break. I am realizing myself that there is not much right now in my life that I feel I want to do alone. I mean, I even have a ping pong coach, but I'm not saying I can't do it alone, but I am here talking to you because I've got a fantastic team of people. They're brilliant, every one of them. But there are other things we want to do in the world, right?
Yeah.
Books, services, speaking. I'm not going to be able to do it alone. And I want to say that because sometimes we forget we do have angels, that we do have others, that we can partner.
Yeah.
Right. And this is important. And so I want to make sure folks know you are available.
Yes.
And want to, and have opened your heart to work with people.
Absolutely.
Tell them how they can do that with you.
Well, they can contact me. They can email me again at Candy, C-A-N-D-Y, at angelhealinghouse.com. I mean, you know, I'm now at the stage where I know that what we're going into with this third stage is collaboration. Many of us have been alone in our you know, cubicles and are working one-on-one or even behind the microphone or what have you. But it's really time to then bring that collective in. And it goes out exponentially so much larger with those energies. And if you put your hand up, you will bring that tribe to you who is just waiting on the other side of you putting your hand up is miracles. I, the posse of angels, my angelic family who I belong to, we will guarantee you put your hand up and then you release that doubt. And then what will come in is the rewards and the miracles, which will easily show you. A lot of people I've spoken to said, well, you know, I would put my hand up, but I don't know. I can't figure it out what to do next. I said, you don't have to figure it out. God and the angels know you better than you know yourself. I said, all you need to do is put your hand up and ye will be shown.
Yeah,
you will be shown. And the doubt comes in. Everybody. Now, I wanted to read this out.
Please.
Because each and every one of us has been on this hero's journey. For those who are doubting whether you have the courage and the bravery to go public with your messages, like putting your gosh darn face on a book, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, and don't tell me that doesn't conjure up great bravery inside. It was like a deer in the headlights when Spirit told me to do that.
That is so much even like, yeah. That is the God's...
When you own this, okay, it is important to remember that everyone who came before you and everyone who will come after you has experienced doubt. You don't think Gandhi experienced doubt? Nelson Mandela? Mother Teresa? I mean, just think of those people, all those people who were assassinated, Martin Luther King, Robert Kennedy, John Kennedy. They all had doubt. They stood up and they said, enough is enough. And that was their path in life. But those who allow doubt to conquer their return or what they do in life will come back empty-handed. If you feel this burning desire in you, we don't remember the heroes who did not act as they were swallowed up unknown by history. Within each of us is this burning great seed, and it'll only grow if you allow it to grow. Before you lies your destiny as a light worker. You've run 99.9% of the marathon. Don't give up before you reach that goal. Okay, so with many of you being called to step forward, remember that you are the hero that you've been waiting for on the planet. It's you. Stop going to these events where you're lauding these, you know, people, you know, as the great gurus or whatever. You step up and you do your part that brought about the Me Too movement, that brought about women running for president, that brought about the decriminalization of marijuana, that brought about the Jeffrey Epstein thing. your light in the way that you bring it forth has contributed to that. And I don't think lightworkers give themselves enough credit for that.
Yeah. This is not an isolated somebody over there, some DA, somebody that, no, yes, the headlines read, blah, 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 did this to capture this, 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 or blah. That's not it, because something else shifted, right? So what you and I are talking about is we're talking about that shift. We're talking about something that has happened energetically. Mm. And, you know, can you talk to this for 1 minute? Because I've heard people say it's as if something changed overnight. My sense is, at least from my journey right now, I don't get that sense. Now, clearly in 1990, when I woke up and looked in the mirror and I didn't recognize myself, I felt that was like an overnight thing, like an alien, somebody took over my body, and right, you know, for the good, for the greater good.
Yeah.
But is this different?
This is different.
Okay.
This is different. We've already woken up. We've already been on that path of the hero's journey. We've garnered the treasure. We have the spiritual wisdom. We have that knowledge. It's very different now. We know who we are, but it's taking it that step further. And a lot of people, as these dark deeds are being revealed on the planet, they want to take a step back. They don't want to see it. And they say, well, we must get revenge for it, or spiritual justice. And, you know, they rail against this. And you asked me about the ways that people can deal with this. If we're seeing it in front of us, then in some respect, we are each responsible for it. And a lot of people will push back because of that. They'll say, oh, I didn't conspire with these other people and I didn't know anything about this. But if we've ever held a negative thought, spoken a negative word, or held on to negativity, and believe me, anybody who has dealt with a divorce or a contrite or abusive ex, or anybody who's been defamed, cheated, denied their reputation, and their name has been besmirched, we've held on to negativity. And we have to understand that we have contributed to and perpetuated that negativity in some way. So that it's not about getting spiritual justice. It's about sending love and forgiveness and healing to the Jeffrey Epsteins, to these people, because they are so far away from their divine connection, their divine eternal natures. That's what they need. That's what they need from us. You know, they don't need our railing against it, which is just a perpetration of the negativity. Also, if you really do want to make a difference, instead of seeking spiritual justice, is to get together with others, collaborate as to different solutions to problems, and then combining in a harmonic way, you know, to make the world a better place. That you can do. That's being proactive, where so many people lose their faith.
You know, this is, look, let's just talk about this for a minute, because I was doing a show the other day with someone, and they were talking about, you know, the role of, you know, mystics walk in, especially in Christianity, talking about Jesus. And we were talking about that. And, you know, the show it was all about what's going on in today's world and what the beliefs are. And one of the things that I've been struck by lately, and I think I'm getting this message, like, I think he's talking to me right now.
Yeah.
But one of the things that I got was, you know, he reminded me, and I studied this. I was a Catholic and a Southern Baptist because of my parent, my dad and my stepmom, right?
Right.
And so one of the things I always remembered, and I never really owned it, and it was this. This person, this man, this revered spiritual teacher, leader, some people, the Christ, Lord, whatever that is, got a donkey, a mule, and draped the mule in beautiful robes, and took got on that mule and he wasn't just going for a stroll, right? And I remember this because my mom used to always say, girls, it's great that you talk a great talk, but man, you better pound the pavement and do something in your life. And I remember this story here recently. And so what's the outcome of this? This is Jesus sitting on a mule, surrounded by angels, taking that, going into sacred ground, protesting taxes, turning over tables. We have forgotten that part, I think, Candy.
I agree. And you know what? It's so important for us to remember how we got here.
Yeah.
We got here through contrast. I just want to list a few of the things to compare where we are today and some of those things that have happened. How about the destruction of the beautiful egalitarian goddess culture that was taken over by man-made religions in which they marginalized women to be either imbeciles, whores, or witches?
Yeah.
That's the truth. And if you don't like it, if you're religious and you don't like it, tough. Okay. How about the churches, crusades, and inquisitions that hacked and burned hundreds of thousands of people, not really for converting to Christianity, but to take their land and their monies and their material wealth? We could talk about the Holocaust, the 6 million Jews that were exterminated.
We need to talk about the Holocaust. Because why? We have generations right now that when you say the word Holocaust, they think you're talking about some virtual reality game. And I'm saying, please, please let us not forget to carry the stories forward.
Absolutely. And I was just mentioning in the break an extraordinary movie, which is called Where to Invade Next by Michael Moore. And one of the countries he goes to is Germany, where in the primary schools, they talk about the Holocaust and what happened. They don't let their German children forget. And they named different streets for different people in front of houses that were stolen. This house was stolen from this Jewish family. This is so important to understand the road that we have traversed as light workers. How about the 12 million African Americans that were captured and used for profit in this land and the 25 plus million Native Americans that were decimated for their land? You know, each one of these things and so many other examples of ethnic cleansing on this earth, they make some people squeamish. They make some people squirm. That's the way that we got here. Compare that with today's world. We still have a great deal more to go. But I believe that the Posse of Angels calls this time perfect. It's perfect because it's perfection for the amount of light that's on the planet and what is going to be revealed. There is so much. If you, and I know you can, but for those people, if you could see my view from an angel's perspective and look at this world, there is so much kindness and compassion and harmony and collaboration and goodness. Some of these millennials are not looking to authority figures. They're figuring out ways how to clean up the oceans. I saw the other day about these two millennials in their early 20s, and they invented a bacteria that you put in the ocean and it eats plastic. I mean, you know, there is such hope for this world. But the media, which is controlled, just shows those things that keep us in fear and manipulation, about hatred and negativity, derision, division, and disharmony. Each of us has the ability to affect our own worlds. And it's time for you to put both hands up.
Yeah, I mean, it is time to put both hands up. And the other part of this is really go to the place of trust, unwavering trust. Because I think it's the strength of our conviction here, right? It's that strength, you know, of our conviction that will carry more energy to to help not just us, but maybe somebody that really is not quite got their hand up. But
yes,
this is really that time where we have to trust that there is a benevolent energy force that is going to open the door for us. And I think we forget that.
Oh, absolutely. There's no question about it. I mean, I've spoken about this before, that yes, there's the egg and yes, there's the sperm. And when they get together, you know, sort of it creates. But where does the soul come from? And we are all souls of God. We are all children of that higher reflection, born into this human funny little vessel of ours that we chose. And in order to bring forth what is in our hearts. And if you have any inkling of that mission, that calling, I keep drawing cards for people in their readings that say, accepting the quest.
Yeah.
Accept the quest, because you can allow somebody else to do it. But I, like I said in the beginning of the show, you will get before the Etheric Council. And when you're going over the contract in your book of life, you will get this resignation like, oh, I could have done that. Why didn't I speak my truth? Why didn't I put my hands up when I was called? Now is a very important time. We, again, cannot become complacent just because so many things have been revealed now, but we must build on that. And the only way we're going to build on that is through collaboration with others.
Yeah. Look, part of this too is you and I, we're not giving up or moving away. We keep creating. I know one of the things that you're creating is you have a tarot deck that's
yes,
out. But I want to make sure for everybody out there, this is the email that you should write down. Candy@angelhealinghouse.com. And it's angelhealinghouse.com is where you can go. You can find out about Candy's shows, books, all of the above, right?
Yeah.
And for those of you that maybe have them, think about somebody in your circle that maybe is trying to go it alone, because this is really the time to share. This is the time to really look around us.
Yeah.
And, you know, the other thing is, this is the work that we just keep tuning into the energy. Tell us about the deck that's coming out. I know we're going to have you back to talk about it, but there's an energy that goes into creating something like this, right?
Absolutely.
And I would love for you to talk about it.
Okay. For many years, I tried to find an artist. It was blocked. It was absolutely blocked because it wasn't the right time. And then through very synchronistic, convoluted things, like so many miracles happen, I was directed to a website called DeviantArt. And bingo, there was this extraordinary Polish artist. Her moniker is Irialana. Her real name is Agnieszka Mirosław. I've never met her, but we've been working on the same page for the last 18 months. We know each other. I created the designs. I designed the cards. Then I send her the specs, and she creates magic with it. And this has been a labor of love over the last 18 years. It's like no other deck that has come out. The energies behind this, when you touch the cards, it speaks energetically in the language of light. It has my where is it? I won't reach it for now. It has the on the back of the cards is me as the angel, which is if you want to call it the logo for Angel Healing House.
Yeah.
It also has a little bit of the history of the tarot.
Yeah.
You know, it talks about, you know, when it was discovered, when, you know, who used it for what, and the booklet that comes with it. So I just felt in my heart to bring this out as another divination tool. You know, lots of people say, oh, it's terrible to use the tarot because of their religious background. But I see the tarot as a tool, just like you would with a weight to increase a muscle. The tarot is a tool that I use to increase my spiritual intuitive muscle.
Yeah. And what I love about what you're sharing is, you know, there is an energy that goes into everything we create. This show, your show, your books, what you do to work with people one-on-one or in groups. I mean, there's an energy. And you see, you have that level of awareness about the energy and what you've talked about in the show, this notion of spiritual justice, so to speak, right?
Yeah.
But then you did something. You created something.
Yes. Yes. I didn't just become angry when I heard about these things. I thought, I'm going to create something else. My first book, One True Home Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, made the audiobook of this. It's going to be out in October. Myself, I narrate my part, the Angel Ariel part, and the narrator. And then we have professional voiceover actors, which are lending their expertise.
Wow.
To this book and the amazing journey that I went on. And then the audio book is also available on Audible for I Am an Angelic Walk-In. And this talks about how the former soul did not heed the calling in her heart, and she just sunk lower and lower and lower until she didn't recognize herself anymore, and she prayed to God, please take my life. And that's when I walked into her life, because, you know, we don't want anybody to suffer interminably on the planet. And it was so important for every person to hold on to as much light as possible. And she was a dearth of light. So every time that I have seen an injustice, or if I have seen something that's untoward and out of the light, I have purposely gone out and created something of light, to add to the light.
Yeah. I know, because it's really fascinating. We haven't announced it yet, but you know, for us, we are in beta testing of our new app. And you know, when I think about that, and I think about what I say when I say new app, it isn't just a new phone app. It's a way for people to engage. Right. Yeah. So as they're even listening to this, they can ask a question from here. They can subscribe, because people, when they know that they can be part of an energy and a vibration, right?
Yeah.
It's like one of our listeners said to me when I met her, there's a relief. There's a calm that comes over, because the messaging they hear is beyond hope.
Yes.
And that's what you're bringing. You're saying, you're not here alone, and let us help you with some tools.
Yeah.
That will help guide the way.
Absolutely.
I can't thank you enough. I really love that you've spent this time with us today, and for what you do. Let's take a moment, if you could, again, let folks know how they can work with you, how they can get your books. And also, we look forward to having you come back when you get tarot cards are coming out.
Please. Absolutely. You can contact me at Angel Healing House, which is the 3 W's, Angel Healing House, all one word, .com. That number is 831-277-3716. You can contact me at Candy, Candy, at angelhealinghouse.com. I'm on Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn and Instagram. And another book that is wonderful is Angels of Faith, based on my two near-death experiences. It is channeled, written in the language of light. And when people read it, they change inside. They weep for the person who they are. It peels the onion off, and they see themselves as divine and eternal. So all of my books, all of the things that I do, my wonderful radio program on Transformation Talk Radio. Thank you, but Dr. Pat, for providing such a light-filled little home for me to be in. And you can all, you know, go on those different places. And I'm easy to find. Type in Claire, C-L-A-I-R-E, Candy Hoff, and they're about 7 or 8 pages of me on the internet.
Exactly.
I am not hard to find.
Yeah, but I want to say this. We're not done yet. We're just warming up here.
We're just getting started.
All right. Thank you so much for today. Benny, thank you. Kat, thank you. And I want to thank all of you out there. I know you've been sending me a bunch of emails. And yes, you have been showing up at my table tennis tournaments. And I have got a list of all your requests. Our new app is the answer to one of them. The other thing you're going to start to see is we're going to be creating an enhanced version of our Facebook Live. Wait till you see that. Thank you all for everything. Candy, all of you, let's rock on.
Thank you.